And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Welcome back. It's the second hour of the show. Well, not just the show. It's Aggie Nation, powered by Eagle. Aubrey Bloom.
You're good.
Robert Cessna. We are brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out MSCOpus.org for information on the season that dreams are made of. Lots of cool shows and events coming in there this year. Go to MSCOpus.org for all the information about that. You can hit us up, 229-1939. This has sort of been a, you know, give us your questions about fall camp so far show. So, you know, fire away. We will. I said camp. I've been trying to make a conscious decision not to say that.
Why not?
They're not camping. They're not gone anywhere. It's just to start
a
practice.
Well, they sleep, so that's camp.
No, it's just practice. I don't want to say camp.
But they're not. But they're not all of them in school, so some of them here, it's camp.
No,
some of them are not gone to school.
They are. This is a practice.
I call it fall camp.
No, until we're at a hotel in California watching them, it's not camp.
I'm old school. It's
fall
camp.
Practice.
Camp.
I'm trying not to say that. But anyway, so
I'll say it every time. Fall camp.
Fire away with y'all's questions.
About fall camp.
1939. A couple we got. Someone said, first off, best show about Aggie sports. Second, how great of a year will Brandon Williams have? This is his contract year. Lots to play for. He's a dad. Look at Caleb Joseph from the Orioles to see how much of an impact that has.
Whoa.
I think the guy is going to blow people away with his play. Oh, well, thank you, first off, for the compliment on the show. Second, I don't know about Brandon Williams because you hope he doesn't have to play at corner. I mean, because if you've got guy one of in Devontae Harris who spent 3 years at corner and
can't get it sometimes
and no one
hasn't got it yet.
And no one's been able to knock him off the mountain. So he's at least, we think, the best corner coming back. You've got other guys out there, Caesar, who's had a couple seasons there, he's been there a while now, and these different guys that you wonder how fast can someone pick up corner. And we talked about the whole you weren't here for that show. We talked about one of the phrases in sports that drives me nuts is the working on their craft thing. I said they're not medieval blacksmiths, okay? No one's whatever. It's a skill. It's not a craft. But
and then the fall camp back in medieval days.
Yeah, whatever. But they talked about today about him working on defense, and you know, I just don't know. To me, it's if you're relying on a guy who's playing a corner for the first time, has never played it in a game, then you're bad at that position. And so far, when they talk about corners, they don't bring him up a whole lot. And and if he has to play a lot, I just don't see it. I think good luck to him. I hope maybe he proves us all wrong or proves me wrong. A lot of people think he's going to be great over there. But comes out and has a big season, good for him. I just don't see it.
Anytime anyone switch position, I don't care if it's Nate Askew to Tommy Dorman, the list goes on and on. I always say they're going to see very little of the field. And if they prove me wrong, fine. But A, they weren't recruited that spot. B, they couldn't make another spot on the team. And you typically go to a place where they think you can help out because the positions had problems. And a lot of other people fail because if they succeeded, you wouldn't be over there trying. I mean, they didn't try to move Brandon Williams to wide receiver because, and I understand the size, whatever. But I'm just saying, when you move a guy this late, particularly going into a senior year, God bless him. I hope he does well. I think we'll end up still seeing maybe more of him at running back. And no one whispered in my ear and no one came down. I just think it's going to be tough.
I mean, this is open up a sack of worms that someone's going to prove us wrong, I'm sure.
Sure, eventually
worms
will.
Or whatever it is. But when was the last time a guy made a late career position change and it worked out?
It went to the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, not even in the NFL, it just was good in college. I'd be interested in that.
Well, they said one of the reasons they move is because you don't see a 6'1", 212.
Right, yeah.
And they said, I'm not saying, they're the ones that say that. They said they could help with the next level. Now, whether it's the Arena League or Canadian Football League, I'm just saying I wish them the best, because he came in at running back, and he's played running back at two stops.
Right.
You know, they didn't, and it's going to be tough on him. And I'm with Aubrey. When's the last time, like, some guy, oh, man.
The best one might be Nate Askew. And he was.
And I understand.
And that's only because he was an absolute non-factor at wide receiver.
And that's how bad the defense was, because he did get on the field and make some plays.
So, maybe he proves us all wrong. My big thing.
Prove me wrong.
The thing I've always wondered
about
him.
All the time.
The reason I wondered how good he'd be at running back, even, was I wondered how he did change of direction. He's not a guy that was real shifty. And at corner, you've got to turn your hips and run with these guys. He wasn't real physical, which you've got to be in this press man coverage they're going to run. I just don't see it. Now, maybe he proves us all wrong.
And I look at this deal last year. The thing I remember about him most is now he's having that meltdown at the Liberty Bowl over the. And hey, if you play cornerback, you're getting burnt a lot. I mean, you can't have a meltdown every time you get burnt as a cornerback. And maybe he's matured. Maybe it all is part of it. I'm still waiting to mature.
Yeah. And we'll see. Like I said, he might prove us all wrong and be an All-American at corner.
The texture was right about the best show, you know.
yeah, obviously. Well, and you know, he could. Who knows?
I love when people prove me wrong. Okay,
well,
go do it.
The simple fact is we haven't seen him play corner yet. He could be brilliant at it. We just haven't seen it. They may be keeping him
next Lester Hayes.
They may be keeping him under wraps because he's so good that we haven't. That they don't want other people
to know.
Devontae
Harris
good he
is back at running back.
Yeah.
You know, by game three.
So, again, y'all, if y'all have some late career position switches that did work out, you know, it's a fun conversation.
I'm thinking about getting in coaching.
Here's a question. I mean, I like all the questions, but here's one I really like.
Uh-oh.
Someone said, do you consider, by the way, this is an 830 number, so represent Hill Country. I don't know if they could be from anywhere over there. That
your mother.
830 reaches all the way to Uvalde, but
okay.
I'm just going to assume they're from Kerrville, so represent. But someone said, do you consider using Kyler in Wildcat packages during the year? Now, this is a simple question with a lot to unpack in it, because to me, he's not – no is my short answer, because I don't see the advantage there. To me, if you're going to run a Wildcat, the advantage of a Wildcat is you get a guy that's an elite runner. And so, me, if you're going to run a Wildcat, it's Noyle or it's someone like Kirk, maybe at a Wildcat back. And now, granted, I haven't seen Kyler's 40 time compared to those guys. But to me, if you're going to snap it to a guy that's different anyway, then it would be one of those two guys. They're faster. Those are elite runners compared to Kyler. And I also wouldn't want him taking hits in the Wildcat.
No,
would be the bigger thing.
Number one, I don't want him taking hits. Here's a guy could be your franchise quarterback. Why do I risk him want to come out in the first series of his career in college? He breaks an ankle or something running the Wildcat when three guys come at him because they figure he's running the Wildcat. The Wildcat, and you know, everybody says, oh, just run the Wildcat. Okay, we see people knows how to run the Wildcat and don't run it. Remember when Mike Sherman put Jamil Showers in running?
That was
horrible. Now
that wasn't a Wildcat.
Yeah,
that was just an inverted veer.
But just say that was real bad. But then you see like a guy like Stoops when he had the big tight end, and you knew he was going to run it. You couldn't stop him. Third and one. Who was the big guy they had a few years ago at quarterback? They would come in and the quarterback that Oklahoma had.
Oh, Bell.
Bell.
I think he's still there.
And it was great because Stern won. They're going to run it, but you couldn't stop it. But he really wasn't a quarterback. Your packages, here's the deal, gang. We all know this. It's nothing new. You run package. You should put packages in because they work. Not because, like, oh, hey, we got this guy. What can we do with him? Let's run the veer. Let's run the... No, I wouldn't use any of that. I agree with Aubrey. If you want to run something about the Wildcat, what about third and one? You put somebody else back there, a speedy null. Heck, even give a direct snap to Trey Carson, here I come.
Yeah.
I mean, not Kyler Murray.
Well, and that depends on what kind of Wildcat you're running. Again, we talked about that whatever you want to call that thing Mike Sherman was running. It was less of a Wildcat and more of an inverted veer dive play.
Now, if I want to use Kyler Murray, and it's already been alluded, okay, he is escapability of Johnny Manziel. Okay, you put him in your normal quarterback package. You run a quick out, a quick this, and then you run a couple running plays where he just takes off and runs out and goes out of bounds after 8 yards. He doesn't get it. I mean, we've seen Manziel do that several times. He just took the ball once he saw that they weren't going to, no one's going to, there was no spy for him and run.
Yeah.
Well, you do that. You put not just one play in, but a package of plays in.
Yeah, and there's a few things I think you could use Kyler for.
Yeah.
And again, if you're using the Wildcat to run a power offense, which is what a lot of teams did, that's what Arkansas did when they had the two running backs, and that's really what kind of what it came from. The same, that's what the Dolphins used it, was with their two big backs. Is I think you would, if you're going to use someone back there, then Carson. Yeah, the whole idea is you get an extra blocker because you don't need the quarterback.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to use it, you know, that's how Florida used it with Tebow, is because Tebow was a power runner. Kyler's not a power runner. He's an elusive runner. Oh. So, you know, that's how it's a little bit different there. However, I don't think it would be out of the realm of possibility to have what I would call a scripted drive, where maybe it's not necessarily in the Wildcat, but you let Kyler. Yeah, you let Kyler go out there with seven plays or six plays, five plays, whatever, that are going to be run in this particular order. And now maybe you have a designed draw in there, or maybe you have, like, you know, like you said, that sort of
counter.
When
the defense lines up a certain way, he takes
but
off.
You got to give him the option to throw. Otherwise, it's just not even, it's not worth having him out there. And then, two, I kind of like that because you take the decisions away from him. You just say, hey, these five plays, you're going to go out there and do it. I don't think that's outside of the realm of possibility that maybe you think about.
I like
doing
that.
Yeah. I mean,
like
if you want to get him involved and keep him involved if he's not the quarterback, then yeah, I have no real problem with that. Someone else texted, how tall is Kyler really?
That is a good question because we're out of practice. That's the first thing.
Not very is the answer.
We looked at, okay, what's this guy listed at? Okay, how's he line up against Kyler? The bottom line is it's going to be a little bit like Johnny Manziel. Everybody said he was 6'1".
Well,
it turned out to be 5'11".
Well, at the combine, he was 5'11 and 3 quarters. That's 6 foot. 5'11 and 3 quarters is 6 foot.
My guess is
Kyler is at least another inch shorter than him.
My guess is Kyler Murray is probably 5'10".
Yeah.
If I was guessing.
That would be my guess,
when I look
too
at him. But,
if that.
But you know what? If you see the guy throw a few balls, doesn't matter how tall he is.
Yeah. Someone texted, if Kyler's anything like Johnny, then he won't be good in a set set Wildcat. Those kind of quarterbacks are at their best when they can improvise. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. We're talking about late year transfers. Someone said J.J. Watt was a tight end at Central Michigan before he transferred. The coaches at Central Michigan probably want that one back.
Wow.
For one.
Good guys there. Huh?
And then,
I want that on my resume.
And then, that would be a good one.
Coach tight end J.J. Watt.
Brandon Williams isn't J.J. Watt.
But he did catch a touchdown pass in the NFL, so maybe.
Dude, I do love that the Texans use him at tight end. I was talking about this during the season last year. Well, they had him on I was watching the Hard Knocks thing yesterday, which I won't even get into why I'm mad about that. But because the HBO, it's like a 24-hour. I have the HBO Digital, like HBO Now. So I don't have the channel, but I've got the app that you pay for. But it's 24 hours later that we get Hard Knocks. Anyway, it's annoying. But I like that they're going to use J.J. Watt at tight end some. You know, they did that last year. If you're paying him that much, use him at older positions.
And he wants to play.
Yeah, let him go ahead. By the way, someone said, come on, Brandon Williams played corner in high school. It's not like he has zero experience.
Oh, I'm
Chavis,
sorry.
All he has to do is play man. Good points, though.
Cornerbacks. High school's
one for him. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's, what, three seasons at A&M and two at Oklahoma? There is a good point, though, that all he has to do is play man-to-man. He doesn't have to learn.
I understand it.
He doesn't have to learn cover twos, cover threes, zones, skies, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, line up and cover a guy. Maybe he will.
I'm hoping he proves me wrong.
Yeah, we'll see.
So I still think it's going to have an impact.
Yep. A few more questions coming in. We will get to those. 229-1939. If you've got a couple, we'll come back. We'll answer them. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
It's time for Tailgater Truths, presented by Dish. Truth number 29. Game day without HD is like a tailgate without bacon-wrapped bacon with a side of bacon. With the Tailgater from Dish, you get mobile satellite TV and quarterback sacking HD. It sets up in 15 quick minutes or less and automatically connects to a satellite signal. So the only games you're playing are the ones you want to. Plus, there's no long-term contracts. You can pay as you go. Or add the Tailgater to your Dish home account for only $7 a month. So fire up the grill and the TV and start making tail greatness this season. Just be sure to use a napkin before touching that remote, Mr. Bacon Fingers. To learn more, visit dish.com/tailgate. Restrictions include prepayment of all monthly and one-time fees.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
Replacement windows, like other major purchase items, will at some time in the future need service, whether warranty or not. If you purchase your replacement windows from Intercon, you'll just phone our local number and we'll take care of your issue in a prompt and professional way. Every one of Intercon's personnel who answer the phone will know how to involve the right people to find a solution. With Intercon, you won't spend hours manipulating through an automated phone tree. If you consider purchasing your replacement windows from another window source, a good exercise would be to call the service department of the other company. You might come away thinking it'd be better to put your trust in a local company with a solid and well-established reputation. Ask your friends and colleagues about the customer experience they had with Intercon. We are proud of our track record and our commitment to long-term customer service. Trust Intercon, a family-owned local business, with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Each Wednesday, listen in to win your $50 gift card to Rudy's Barbecue. Each Wednesday, it's the Louie Belina Show, powered by TeamOfNavasota.com on Sports Radio 1150 and Zone 102.7 FM.
Welcome back, Aggie Nation, powered by Eagle. Got a few random texts to read out. Someone said he forgot Howard Toast Matthews is gone. That alone gives us three more wins per year, that's what someone said. Someone mentioned how late in his career did Lucas Patterson switch from O-line to D-line. He did have a good, he had a good run there on the D-line.
That's a good one. That's why you ask questions.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the tight end Thomas Carringer. Was it under RC? He went from like tight end to
O-line
to tight end.
Someone else texted, but Tebow transitioned so well to tight end in 08. And Tebow's back at quarterback now. Does he still playing for
Philadelphia,
is
man?
Is he still there? Is he still at Philadelphia? Has he been cut yet?
Fits in well with
Is he back on the SEC
network?
What's
that guy's name?
Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly.
And All-American Sam Bradford or whatever they're going for up there. So there you go. Hit us up, 229-1939, if you got another question. We're just kind of scatter shooting over fall practice so far. Anything you've seen out there this week that we haven't talked about yet? Anything that stick out to you the first few days you've been watching?
Well, of course, you were out there. I think you also do have to talk about the special teams at some point. Is Taylor Bertolette ready to be a special field goal kicker? And after his freshman season, once again, Coach Banks is pretty funny. I thought pretty funny yesterday. He said, we don't talk a lot about the past. And, of course, 13-22
One of the SIDs was saying they're trying to look up what's the furthest time between made field goals in college football history. Because it's been a bit since Taylor Bertolette made a field goal.
So you look at that, he goes, well, we don't like to bring out the pass. He said, we're not going to know until you go out there and kick. You knew all you want to. Because he was good at college field 4 years ago. But when he walked onto the field that counted, he had his problems and making extra points. And you know what, gang? That Arizona State game could come down to an extra point.
Well, and then they've got the freshman. They at least do have an option.
Yes.
He's not their only scholarship kicker. The Daniel La Camara. I don't know if he says it La Camara or La Camara. I don't know how he exactly says it. Whatever his name
is. He's a PA boy, right?
Daniel La Camara, Florida, I think.
Florida. I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah. Florida's the other guy that was from Pennsylvania.
Bertolette's from Pennsylvania. Yeah. La Camara's got a leg. Now, he can bang it. I don't know. Again, we've seen this before.
Yeah.
Bertolette could bang it. Bullet could bang it. Szymanski could bang it.
When people are rushing you, and we'll see what they can do.
Yeah, so they at least have some options there.
But I'm telling you, that first game, 3 points could be huge, or an extra point.
Yeah.
Who trots out there, you know, when it's 28-28?
Here's the question.
30 seconds to go in the first half.
Here's how I'd word it. There's a minute left in the game. It's 4th and 3. Game is tied. Do you kick the field goal and then trust the defense to hold them out for a minute, or do you try to score a touchdown?
I run Kyler Murray in the Wildcat. Have you been paying attention?
You can't cut. Right now, what would you do?
Right now, I still think someone believes in his offense. I'd go with the offense.
See, because I don't know if they trust the kickers enough.
That would go a long way. I would go pick it up.
Yeah, for like a 35-yard field
goal. Because I do have faith in the defense, I'd go try to pick it up.
Yeah.
I want to get 7, not 3.
Yeah, there you go. That right there is the big question.
Some Aggies get a little bit nervous thinking about that. What if it gets down to kicking? What if the opener got down to the kicking game?
Yeah,
which a lot of times it does.
I think it's a little fascinating that we spend so much time talking about Kyler Murray, a guy that we don't think is going to play.
I know, but we do because everyone else does.
Right.
And we talked about that before. A little bit of that, Aubrey, is right. He's not a Texan. I mean, Kyle Allen's not a Texan.
Right.
And if he was a Texan, I can remember back in the 5A state championship game 2 years ago against Katie, he just went up and down the field. Nope. No one has that memory.
Well, and the other thing is, it's not like Kyle Allen came in and just balled out of control last year. I mean, he was good, but he didn't he wasn't so good that he's unassailable, his 5 games that he started. But it's interesting. What I think, I told this on my blog, and if y'all want to see, I put some clips of the quarterbacks throwing up there at MyGNation.com. My blog is on there, and it has my breakdown of the quarterback situation, which I put like this. The thing I find so amazing, and we haven't got to see a whole lot of the drills, but you saw they do the thing where they kind of lob the ball up to the receivers, and then the more they throw it at the net a little bit is – Kyle Allen is like hypnotizing to watch because I had never considered it like Matt Ryan until that Spavital talked about that the other night. But whatever big quarterback you want to compare him to, the word that struck me that he said, because that was the word I was thinking of watching the clips and stuff, is effortless. I mean, he makes these 40-yard
just flicks
lob, and it zings out there. It's where, all the other backups and the other – even Kyler, when they're running those little drills, they've got to throw their whole body into like that.
Yes, it is.
And he just kind of whips it. And it – man, I think it goes flying out of there.
We knew that when we watched him last year.
He
hang laundry on some of that because he zipped it. Long ball was his specialty. Last year when he wasn't playing, you could see he just zipped it down there.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see – how much better he's gotten, because to me that's the biggest question of is A&M going to be a factor to win the SEC West is how much better is Kyle Allen? Is he one of the best quarterbacks in the nation? Because if so, then I think A&M's got a real chance. And if it's Kyler Murray, then I don't think they've got a good chance. I think it'll be a mediocre season.
You're right, I agree.
Because people talk about all the different things, but true freshman quarterbacks just haven't been that successful. None of them.
Not in the SEC.
I saw someone had the best, freshman season by a true freshman in the SEC was one of the guys at Tennessee, and now I can't even remember which one it was, but they went like 10-3 when he was the quarterback. It took a little magic to get there, and they had a top flight defense. But
sure, and probably a good running game.
But yeah, and that's the thing that stood out to me. I was watching the watching the quarterbacks yesterday, and it's his ability to just hum the ball out there. I haven't seen maybe Tannehill close, But even though I would say natural throwing ability, I think he's even better than that as far as where he's at now versus when. I'm not saying he's better than Tannehill right now, but sure. His sophomore year versus Tannehill's sophomore year, it's unbelievable watching him just throw the ball. Like I said, it's a bit hypnotizing. You can just sit there and just watch him throw the ball, and it's fun to do. The other thing in that we haven't really seen a whole lot is the fact that the receivers are healthy. Is something, because you see these guys out there run, and they do move a little different. The one that I noticed at most was Noyle. When Noyle caught one of those little punts the other day and did their little, it's not a punt, it's like they short a field goal, so he practices running it back a little bit. He had a little spring in his step that he didn't have towards the end of last season when he was banged up, and he didn't practice much in the spring, so that was one thing I noticed. But other than that, about all I've seen so far. We haven't seen a whole lot.
No, we haven't. It's going to, like I said, is I can't see Murray beating out Kyle Allen. And I actually think the other night, Jake Spavital kind of alluded to that. Without spring drills, because people ask, what about moving the decision back to start the quarterback? And he goes, well, they kind of have to make a decision 2 weeks because you're getting ready to play Arizona State. So you got to have your starting quarterback get a lot of reps. So even that works against Kyler Murray. If they were playing Western Carolina this first game, then you could wait a little bit longer and not have to give the starter necessarily all the snaps with 2 weeks out, or the majority of them.
Yeah, and that's, and then again today when he mentioned that in Saturday they're going to have their big scrimmage. Mm-hmm. They're only going to have two of these things. They're going to have a mini scrimmage. They're going to have a big scrimmage Saturday, another one the next Saturday. Yeah. He said that most of the reps are going to be Kyler and Jake Hubenak because he wants to see which one of those two can separate themselves. To me, that's the battle, is who's the backup. If Kyle Allen were to get hurt, they turn the keys over to Kyler Murray, or do they go with the more experienced Hubenak, who's had a season at junior college, was at Oklahoma State for a little bit, which someone's alluded to before. I think that's the closer battle. Neither one of them's catching Kyle Allen at this point.
I don't think so.
Yeah, and
that's
so
my thought.
And I think the fact that they're not gonna give Kyle many reps in the scrimmage at all, I think says enough about where they think Kyle Allen is.
Exactly, because if it really was a true competition, he'd be getting some snaps.
Yeah, and to me, they think they're ready to go with him, and just want to see who's behind
him.
That's
what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's where we're at. We're all in agreement there. There you go. Battle settled. We're done. August 13th. We'll see. They'll name Kyle to start tomorrow.
And Brandon Williams, second team All-SEC cornerback.
maybe. By the way, they just released their you said Brandon reminded me of it. Some notable players graduating this week. Congratulations to those guys. You always like to see the guys who left for whatever reason come back. Mm-hmm. Brian Davis went overseas to play basketball. And we got to talk to him a little bit yesterday at the open scrimmage, which we didn't even talk about today. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. I got to watch the basketball team scrimmage yesterday. Brian Davis graduating. Ivan Robinson and Ben Molina all graduating this week for Aggie Athletics. So congratulations
to
those guys.
Ben Molina.
Okay. All right, let's go to break. When we come back, time for the high school reports. Stay with us. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Since Sunday, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has been in the Middle East. He has been among those from both parties hearing from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who remains a vocal opponent of the president's nuclear arms agreement with Iran. While in Jerusalem, Flores says he visited with House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer during a dinner at the U.S. Embassy.
I think the meetings that he had last week made an impression on him. Now, he hasn't come out to say where he's going to be on it, but if he comes out against the Iran deal, I think that'll be hugely helpful for those of us that are trying to kill probably the worst deal since it's worse than the deal that Chamberlain cut with Hitler.
Flores says overriding a presidential veto on the Iran agreement is more likely in the Senate.
I think in the Senate we can get to a position where we got enough votes to override a veto. In the House, that may be a little tougher. But if we get folks like Steny Hoyer to come along on the no side, then I think we'll be okay.
Flores says allowing Iran to stockpile nuclear weapons will result in surrounding countries doing the same. Come celebrate the groundbreaking of College Station's Fun for All Playground with Picnic at the Playground at Central Park this weekend. Fun for All Playground Publicity Chair Lisa Aldrich says the four-acre park will include activity areas designed specifically for people of all ages with physical or developmental challenges.
It's not just that it has the stuff. It has wide sidewalks. It's all ramps so that people that are in wheelchairs or have vision issues can get around in the playground.
Aldrich says Saturday's groundbreaking starts at 10 a.m. Lunch tickets can be purchased at the College Station Parks and Recreation Department, Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, or by calling 777-0146. More information is online at WTAW.com. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Water. Every living thing needs it to survive. The Texas economy runs on water, too. Even at home, water helps improve our quality of life. During the summer in Texas, however, pools can lose several inches of water due to evaporation every couple of days. That's about 120 gallons of water. The water we conserve today can serve us tomorrow. This important message brought to you by the Texas Water Foundation and the Texas Association of Broadcasters.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
Join Gabe and the TexAggs crew for TexAggs Radio. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. It's time for today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer proudly supporting the youth of our community. And this is a special edition of the High School Report, David, because you've got a youth here on the phone.
Yeah, sure do. And a guy who's about to become a three-year starter for the Bryan Vikings at the quarterback spot. It's B.J. Ross. And I got to ask you, man, is it B.J. or Broderick? Because about half the people I talk to go one way or the other. What do you prefer?
My real name is Broderick, but I prefer B.J.
Okay, BJ, it's the rest of the way then. I wanted to be sure I got it right. Let me start with, before you start the third year of your high school career playing football, you got to get through this week. What's it been like? And I know it's been kind of hot, and I was up there for that first day of practice. You guys don't work out, your workouts are not exactly easy. I mean, you guys are pretty busy when you get out there and get a lot of business done.
Well, it's been pretty hot. We gotta keep hydrating. And the workout's not easy at all. We go outside first, and then we come back in and lift and all that condition.
Yeah, and I again, I was in there really when you were lifting, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be in when the air conditions. That's the part that I like, is the air conditioning part. But let me talk a little bit about your career, because you got out there as a sophomore. What was that like? How difficult was it to get out there that first year? I know you guys had some struggles, but you were in a lot of games. Tell me a little bit about what it was like that first year as a sophomore.
My first year sophomore, it was pretty hard because we played some real good teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was hard because I think after my first game, I got stitches in my left hand. And then about halfway through the season, I sprained my ankle. So it was kind of hard playing, but I still played injured.
Well, you made a lot of big plays that sophomore year and kind of became the guy who took charge of this team, which I always thought was pretty impressive. I'm not sure anybody other than you realized just how bad that ankle injury was, but I could see once you hurt that, I know I would watch you over at Lufkin, you were trying to not let them know how badly hurt you were, it seemed like, because that was not the BJ that I'd seen at the beginning of the year, and yet you never left the field. How in the world, what was that like? That had to be incredibly painful and challenging when you were out there.
Yeah, it was pretty challenging. I just didn't want to let my team down when I was out there, and I just wanted to win every night, and I wanted to do whatever it took to win.
BJ, when first time I saw you play was when you were a freshman or just finishing up your freshman year, and you guys were playing 7-on-7, and I remember talking to the coaches. I said, "Man, that's a guy that looks like he's in charge. I mean, you looked like you were running the football team. You were telling guys where to go, and not a lot of freshmen go out there and do that automatically. Is that part of your character? I mean, are you just the kind of guy that likes that leadership role?"
Yes, sir. I like the leadership role. I mean, like there's new kids that come in from basketball, and some kids that are part of their first year on varsity. And I like to tell them where to go, because when it's game time, it's time to go. Because in the game, you can't tell everybody where to go. It's just time to play.
Wait, since you brought up basketball, you're a good basketball player as well. Is that ever a difficult transition? I know a lot of Bryan's had a lot of guys that have been both football and basketball players, and I know it. First week you're out there playing basketball, it's got to be tough when you got those football muscles working, and then you're trying to get on a basketball court. Although I'm sure this year you're not in any rush to get on the basketball court because you think the football team's going to do well, right?
Yeah, so I think we'll do good this year, but it's a pretty hard transition to come from football and go over to basketball that first week, because your muscles, you've been lifting so much, throwing up air balls and stuff like that. It's kind of hard, I ain't gonna lie.
Well, you fixed any concern about air balls, I thought, during basketball season, because as the season progressed, I thought last year you did something that, and you got a really nice jump shot, but you did something that I thought you really hadn't done in the early portion of your high school career. Man, you started taking the ball to the hoop. Was that something the coaches emphasized, or is that something you decided you needed to do that kind of thing to be more of a contributor on the basketball court, or how did that work out?
We had like a team meeting about right before district. Coach Jones told me that I needed to get buckets, and he needed me to get buckets. And then after that, I tried my best to do what he asked. And then that's pretty much, I was trying to contribute to the team as much as I could, and that was just it.
Well, Coach Jones obviously is going to love to have you back for basketball season, but you got a lot of football to play, and you guys made a run three rounds deep into the playoffs last year. When the season started and you were running for your life in that game against Montgomery, did you think at that time you were going to be a team that won the district championship and made a run?
It wasn't too fresh in my mind at that time.
Yeah, I imagine. All right, well, but you really kind of turned it around the very next week, and I was just thinking about some of the plays that you made the following week, that little sideline pass that you threw to Jarvis Lister that was a really big play in that game, a little kind of him coming out of the backfield, and he turned it up the sideline. You got things going right away against Conroe. How do you turn things back around that fast? How did the team get it together last year?
Well, we got it together real fast. Couple Coach Rogers, he gets his mad look in his face. He starts yelling at us, and that's when it's time to play ball. And we know we got, like, Jerry Spivey, a lot of guys that's been on varsity since they were sophomores, too. They know when it's game time, when it's time to get going.
All right, this is a team that, that does have a lot of really good seniors. A lot of you guys have been playing together, offense and defense, on this team. And so you guys, this seems like a really a class that's got a chance to do something special, especially coming off what you guys did a year ago.
Yeah, I think we got a good chance to repeat what we did last year. And I think we got a better chance of going farther than we did last year, too.
Well, did you? It's going to be a different kind of team. Obviously, Kiki Johnson was such a great running back a year ago, and I know you guys just fed the rock to him a whole bunch of times, and that worked out extremely well. But I almost lost in that is what you did, both running the ball and throwing the ball. Do you feel like you got what you wanted out of your junior year, or is there more to come your senior year?
I think I got what I wanted out of my junior, but there's still more to come out of my last year.
All right, you mentioned Coach Rogers, and he loves working with quarterbacks and talking with quarterbacks, and so, but he also doesn't like it when quarterbacks don't do well. So, tell me what it's like to work with somebody like that who's developed a lot of good quarterbacks over the years, Coach Rogers, and with really all your offensive coaches.
He's kind of like I think I seen Nick Saban in the spring game one time. He's kind of like Nick Saban when it comes to quarterbacks, because he doesn't. He tells you when he messes up, and then he tells you when he does good. And then whenever you do something good, he tells you how you can do what you did good even better. Like if you throw a good pass, he throw it sooner and like make your progressions and it reads real sooner than you did. And that's how he's a good coach at what he does with quarterbacks.
Tell me about your receiving core this year, because those guys are going to be very big, and I think you're probably going to end up running the ball a little bit more this year maybe than you did last year, but I don't think that's what you do first. You look for the pass first, don't you, most of the time?
Yes, I look for the pass first, and the receivers, we got some pretty good receivers. We still got some work to do on timing and stuff like that, and some of them are still learning the plays, but by the time that first week comes, we'll be good.
All right, we're talking with B.J. Ross, who's about to start his third season as the starting quarterback of the Bryan Vikings. I remember you, and I can't remember the game. I don't remember who it was you guys were playing, but I remember at the end of the game when you guys needed to pick up a first down and you ended up getting a touchdown. And you're kind of that big play kind of guy. You're always looking for those kind of big plays. Did that in the bi-district game last year, too.
Yes, I think he's talking about the game. I know it was a Belton game, my sophomore year I did
yeah.
that. And I can't remember what game it was this year. I think I did that.
Now, do you look when you get a little opening? Well, I guess everybody looks for the end zone. You're trying to get there, but late in the game, when you pretty much have the game locked up like that, you know, you pick up a first down, you could go down, and everything's okay. You don't seem to want to stop when you get to that point. You're always looking to get in the end zone.
No, sir. I don't seem to want to stop most of the time. But if I have to, I will. I mean, I just like to. It's just something about it when you are going in the end zone, giving the fans something, then the fans yell, and the student section yell, and I'm better than that.
And it picks up your team, too, it seems like. I mean, I've seen you guys carry that over from one week to the next, where you make a big play toward the end of the game, and then the next week, team's just a little bit more fired up, probably in practice. I know they are in the game.
Yes, sir. It carries over. The thing about it is, I think the best thing about it, when the defense gets a stop, you got to get, like most people say, like offense don't cheer the defense on. That's what I try to do. I try to, like, you know, chest bump the defense when they're coming off and do something great. Just because I want them to do the same thing, and we do something good, and it just goes back and forth, and we keep each other going, keep each other intensity up.
We talked about the wide receivers that you have out there. You got a couple of pretty good running backs coming back. People are probably going to look and say, okay, Kiki Johnson's gone. They won't be as good offensively, but I'll bet you think you're going to be at least as good.
Yes, I think we'll still be good. Jarvis Lister, he's going to be a senior this year. He blocked Kiki last year. He's been looking real good in practice. He's been moving pretty fast. We got a kid from St. Joseph's that transferred, Hunter Batten. He's pretty fast and pretty strong. And he probably be blocking more, and then he'll run some options and stuff like that. And he moves pretty fast too, and they're both pretty good to me in my eyes.
Well, Hunter Benton coming over from St. Joseph, but he's an old Bryan guy, so he's working his way back into school there. But Jarvis Lister, I thought, had a great year last year. He was your leading receiver. I was surprised to see that. Coach Rogers told me that at the end of the year, he's the guy who caught more passes, and you guys had more yards from him. So both those guys ought to be good pass receivers out of the backfield, I would think.
Yes, sir. They both can do it. They both got pretty nice hands. Jarvis probably has better hands than Hunter. And Jarvis, he can really just do it all as a running back.
Well, he's obviously a pretty good blocker because he proved that last year.
Yes, sir. He can block.
All right, what are the expectations, BJ? Have you guys set goals for yourself as a team, or do you set personal goals? What do you want to accomplish this year?
As team goals, I want to accomplish winning another district championship and going as far as we did, going back to the third round. And then getting past the third round and going to state. And individual goals, I would like to have 2,000 passing yards, 1,000 rushing, 20 passing TDs, and 10 rushing TDs.
Okay, I'm trying to write all this stuff down because I'm going to hold you to it at the end of the season. Is that okay?
Yes,
okay. Actually, I talked to Jarvis the other day. I saw him at that first practice the other day, and I asked him what kind of rushing numbers he was going to put up, and he told me to pencil him in for Kiki numbers. So if you guys do that, I think probably you'll be okay.
Yes, sir, we should be.
All right, you get started with a scrimmage against Colleen Shoemaker next week. Looking forward to putting on pads tomorrow and then getting set for that?
Yes, sir, we put pads on tomorrow. And then we pretty much begin. We're not really just practicing hard for Shoemaker. We're really trying to get ready for Montgomery.
And that Montgomery game is going to be the 28th of this month. That'll be the kickoff for the Bryan Vikings. You'll be on the road for that game, and you'll be entering that game as the defending district champions and three rounds into the playoffs. And guy at quarterback is going to be B.J. Ross. B.J., thanks, man, for the time today, and we'll be in touch during the season.
All right. Thank you.
Guy is a really especially good quarterback. 3 years starting at the 5A and 6A level. That's not a lot of guys get that opportunity. So, and he just gets, he sort of refines his game, I think, every year.
There you go. Should be a exciting season for him.
I think so, and I think probably for the Vikings as well. They look to me to be one of the favorites in the
district. By the way, we're 3 weeks from college football. We're 2 weeks.
Yeah, from high school.
2 weeks tonight for
which
high school football.
Reminds me of everything I haven't done yet.
You got to get out here and get to work.
Got to go interview somebody right now.
There you go. That was today's high school report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer is proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break. We'll come back and wrap up with the news. So stay with us. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. Psalm 122, verse 1 reads, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." Friend, are you able to say the same thing? We at BCS Church of Christ invite you to come study and worship with us. Our times and location are found on our website, bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. At the BCS Church of Christ, we seek to worship God according to the teaching of John 4:24. In this verse, Jesus makes it clear that the true worship of God consists of having the right attitude and the right standard. We must make sure that our heart is sincere, but also that our worship is according to God's pattern of truth, as found within the Bible. We at BCS Church of Christ invite you to come study and worship with us, located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only 11 $26.95 or 10% down and payments of only $156 per month. Norman G. asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Norman G. makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Norman G. Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normangtractor.com. Located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Your home for Houston Astros baseball. Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. She came in through the bathroom window. Protected by a silver spoon.
The robot. Well, now she's such a thunder. Welcome back. Maggie Nation powered by the Eagle. Aubrey Bloom, Kelly Brown. You know, I don't think that's really a robot song, but you're going for it. Outside the box.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anyway, what's going on out there? Probably any number of things. I was telling them, I went to basketball, then football, then edited video, went to bed, woke up, edited some more video, went to the football press conference. I have no idea what's happening out there. What's going on?
Is that just your way of saying I need a raise because I was working 24 hours a day?
No, it's just my way of saying I have no idea what's in the news. Yeah, sometimes I have a vague idea of what's in the news. Okay. No clue. What's going on?
There are a few things going on. First, do you remember a few weeks ago in Bryan that there's this string, like 80 reports of someone going around with a BB gun shooting at cars and people in the Burger King in the community?
You're
pretending to remember that. Well, guess what? A 22-year-old and 23-year-old were arrested and charged in 6 of the 80 cases. So
the other 72, they couldn't prove?
Not yet. Okay. They're still developing evidence, but they wanted to get these kids off folks off the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
So they don't keep doing it.
Right.
Damage estimated at $2,700. So that's no joke. But now they do face a state jail felony. They face up to 2 years in prison for shooting their BB guns all around town in one day. They just went on this BB gun spree. Nobody was injured.
Well, the great spree of August 2015, maybe late July. I don't know when they did it, but
okay, on to the next one. So Jake is working on a story about Dr. Robin Murphy. She is the 2014 recipient of the Eugene Lawyer Award for humanitarian contributions within computer science and So pioneering work that she has done in humanitarian disaster response. Okay, so she's using these search and rescue robotics to help the survivors and the responders. It's a pretty cool deal. I don't think you will ever be associated with anything so cool.
I mean, probably not.
Okay.
It's a safe bet.
So we got a story on that, and we have a couple crime briefs that people can be interested in. I will tell you this, graduation is tomorrow.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. We did mention that because there was some notable A&M athletes getting their diplomas. We mentioned that last segment, but yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, pay attention to that when you eat lunch and dinner tomorrow, that restaurants are going to be filled.
Yeah, don't go to dinner.
Right.
So eat at home.
Right. Well, so tomorrow we're going to have a couple of interesting features out of that of some of the graduates and the speakers, so be sure to check MaggieNation and TheEagle.com for those stories. We also... Sam spent the day out at the vet school where the folks over there hosted about 100 people for a grand opening of their avian health complex.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah,
He is so excited about this story.
Why? Does he have a thing for birds?
Well, It is a pretty cool story. I don't know if you read his story that he wrote a couple weeks ago about the aviary.
I didn't.
Did you?
No.
You know, it's part of your job to read the newspaper.
If he was in here, I would have said yes, but I didn't read that one.
You probably don't want to tell your supervisor that.
Yeah, it was the bird thing. I don't like.